Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, live from home in Perthshire, and John Cadogan, here he is.
Also live from your home in Perthshire.
Yes, oh, well, it would be quite nice to live in Perthshire. And also, Samantha Battersea Baker, here she is.
Hello there.
Because we're at home, Sam joins us, doesn't she?
Also in Perthshire.
There we are. Quite a momentous week in the life of Torquay United. No, here's Claude to annoy everyone. The black dog, literally the black dog. He's at the door. He is a black dog and also does cause me huge depression. Have you ever, John, reminding Samantha of this? I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. There's a documentary about someone with Tourette's and he takes his dog for a walk.
Yes, I have watched that documentary.
They go next to a very busy road.
Yes.
And he goes, go on then.
Yes.
Here you go, go on.
Stop. Go on.
Yeah.
I have seen that documentary.
Currently is my vibe with a 9-month-old puppy.
Ten months.
Thank you.
Poor old Claude.
The club Torquay United, which are in, this is a National League football podcast. We funnel our views on the National League and the National League South and the National League North through the team Torquay United. We are fans. We are all fans of the team. Samantha, you are a fan of Torquay United.
Definitely.
Not just through marriage.
Well, through you did introduce me to Torquay
United.
Yeah,
a long time ago, though. Not before we were married.
Nope, in the 1900s.
Yeah, you came to Barnet away when that bloke took his streaked.
I did.
The Barnet Streaker.
You were there for that.
You often try to identify ever since.
We have. In fact, we've pointed at someone and said it's him.
It wasn't him.
Where were we when the young man knocked his teeth out?
Brentford.
He got so excited he threw himself over the bar.
Brentford away.
The old.
To celebrate, and he just caught it wrong and knocked his teeth out on the
stood up on the it was a standing standing away
terrace.
End terrace. And what would you call the bar that goes across?
Yeah. Safety sort of
whatever that is.
Yeah.
Stood up on there and went put his arms out, because I think we just scored.
Yeah.
Slipped off.
Oh, no.
Knocked his front teeth out and then was shown out. A Torquay fan might be able to tell us who it was. And then was shown out because they thought he was just drunk. And he'd actually just knocked his teeth out.
I imagine it's quite easy to identify, really.
Yeah. And where else have you been?
Mansfield.
Yeah, we did go Mansfield. Lincoln.
Blackpool, the coldest I've ever been.
Yes, Blackpool away.
Yeah.
And there was a small child with no coat on.
No coat at all. And we had so many coats, hats and
wonder
blanket.
When that was. Blackpool away. I'm going to find out when
90s.
That was.
Pre-marriage?
Don't know.
No,
don't know.
Married.
Blackpool, you carry on talking about Torquay United.
Yeah.
Or the National. What's your vibe of the National League? I know you're a big National Obsession fan.
I am a big National Obsession fan.
On the ice to you?
And on the ice to you.
Sam, you of course have met Derek, who on the ice.
At your dad's 60th.
Yes, the origins of On the Ice.
Explain that, John, while I look up Talkie Blackpool.
Derek, you asked Derek how he was. This was at your dad's 60th party. Really lovely, Derek. And he said, on the ice, Tim, on the ice. And then had to explain to me what he meant by that.
Yeah. Did he?
I'm assuming it's a bit like my dad when he says, clinging onto the wreckage.
Yeah. You'll ask Sam's dad how he is, and like, clinging onto the wreckage.
You're fine, but nothing more than that.
I don't think that's what maybe on the ice means. On the ice, you stay cool.
Maybe it's that. He's pretty positive and... little twinkle in his eye when he said it. So maybe on the ice.
Will it have been League One or League Two? Blackpool away. League Two, let's go for
that's
League
ice
Two.
And League Two. The old Division Three. Well,
one of my happiest memories was meeting Leroy Rossini briefly. Not because we were of any importance, but just literally bumped into him as we came out of Playmore, coming out of a back door. And he was a big hero at the time and still is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a
now it was freezing. This is definitely it.
Okay.
2001.
Oh, okay. Where's Saunders era, I'm going to say?
2001.
Pre-marriage.
Brett Ormerod, Paul Simpson, Brian Reid. What a miserable evening.
Five. Really?
Can't have lost five. We wouldn't have gone for that. 5-0, was it?
I think it was something like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It wasn't a
game. No, if it's not an evening game, let's find out what date.
Yeah.
5-0.
Not quite a deep dive on this.
It's five.
Game.
When would it have been?
Keep going down. It might tell you what date it is.
On the
Calichalki.
Effiam Williams. Mm. We were 22nd at the time. Rowbottom on the bench. Tony Beddo. I'm trying to work out if it was a.
What a team! Not a great team, really.
Hold on a minute.
Tony Beddo.
It might have been December.
I was going to say, I don't think
December 2004.
Your mum's car.
2009. Yeah. 3rd of January 2009.
We
didn't have any children ourselves at that point.
That's true.
No, it was pre-kids.
I reckon it must be this one.
Four.
Oh, it's slightly better.
Pre 2007.
4-0. We don't seem to have much.
Do you think that was a great team as well?
I think we've gone up on the day, and on up and back on the day. Probably
that. Was a League One then.
One of those.
Yeah.
And it was utterly, utterly freezing.
Brighton.
Brighton. Yeah.
And we had to sneak in to the wrong side and pretend we.
We bought it. It was sold out at the Withdean.
Mm.
And we bought tickets for the home end.
Yeah.
And I said, we'll go in and we'll pretend we bought my mum's bought them for the wrong bit. And can they walk us round? And that's what we did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So he walked us round. Yeah. Jimmy Agrew was sent off that day.
It's Jimmy Agrew, I remember.
Jimmy Agrew was sent off at the Withdean.
Just some of the happy memories.
Have you ever seen us win?
Yes, I have.
Woking.
Yes, I have.
Because my brother's wife, when they were courting, she came four times, didn't see us score a goal.
She didn't see the interest.
And was promised that she'd never had to come ever again.
We went to a very exciting match just before I was 30.
Where was
that? I'm going to be 50. That was 20 years
when
ago.
When was that?
About May, just before end of season, we went to Playmore. And then we went. We had to go away for my birthday, which I now realise was probably... We went to Rome. Do you remember?
Yes.
And you missed a game. We went to the game before that.
Oh, yeah, and we came back and we won the league.
Yeah.
We missed Southend. We missed Southend because of Samantha.
Okay.
Samantha's birthday always... lands at the end of the season.
Yes.
So it was a bit of a negotiation of can I go to the last game of the season. Couldn't go to Southend away, and that's why I wasn't at Southend away.
Sorry about that.
That was right,
missed our,
that's where it goes.
Automatic promotion.
The only
we were
but if I'd been there, would we have got it, John, is always the question.
I often
the
great think question. Probably not.
Who could forget the end of season party as well?
Oh,
when we had with emphasis on the word party.
Yeah.
We sat and had some chili with
we did with some 20
Davis.
Some 20 year old lads.
Yeah. It's a bit of chilly to celebrate the end of the season.
And a jacket potato?
I don't think it was a jacket.
I think it was a no, as Phil Collins would say, just there's no jacket required. there's no jackets.
No.
We had chilli with Gary Johnson and Liam Davis.
We did.
That's right.
Did met a few mums and dads, didn't we?
We did. Ace Hall was there, I remember that, and his wife.
So a long history of the girls. Mm-hmm. What was your thought, Samantha, when we were put into, well, not been put into administration yet, John, have
no.
we? We've not done a podcast. That... We've not done a podcast since,
right.
which is what we're talking about
the
today.
The day after we recorded last week.
I got a big lump in my throat, I will say, and a heavy heart. And I think they're the wrong sort of a team to be in this situation. They're a big, loved, brilliant, fun, often lucky football club, and recently a bit unlucky. And it really, I don't think you could ever get over not that game.
Ashton Gate.
I've got brain fog. Yeah, that's the one. That was just, how do you come back from that?
Mm.
After the big championship, yay, whoop, brilliant, flying gold flags.
You're all about human beings, aren't you? And I think that's a different, I think that's a difficult human thing to come back from.
I don't think Gary Johnson ever came back from that.
It's too. That was just. It all felt really wrong. It all felt. Yeah. It didn't feel like a fair situation. It felt shocking and odd. And then everyone's reeling. And then how do you come back from reeling when you've used all your energy to go up once and here you go again.
Mm.
And then it's like. It's like snakes and ladders. Mm. It felt like to me.
Have you got £10 million to buy? I don't know if you've been squirreling it away.
Imagine that.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are squirreling stuff away and
we had a
big surprise.
Very interesting conversation last week. I'm interested to know if you agree.
Okay.
Sam,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
If Charlie won the lottery, he reckons he could keep it a secret and not tell anybody.
Definitely.
I think he's exact words. If he won the lottery, if I won the lottery, you'd never know.
John,
whereas, well, you know him
I don't
best.
Know if
you know him best.
Possibly, but I think you know him very well now, and I think he'd probably be the last person on earth to be able to keep anything.
I would keep that secret.
You can't, sweetheart, everything in your face shows not, you can't, which is a wonderful thing. You cannot lie. You cannot lie. Your eyes just say everything. We all know if you're upset about something or happy.
Yeah.
It's just very.
But I'd be able to keep it secret if I. If I'd be such a good person to win 100 million on the Euro Millions.
Yeah.
I'd be like a great person for it to happen to.
You'd be very generous with it.
Yeah. Everyone around me would be really rich.
Yeah, they would.
Well, you're a very generous person anyway, so I don't think that would be a giveaway.
But what a brilliant front.
I won the lottery, but you just couldn't.
If I was tight as arseholes, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, oh, yeah, fine, yeah, fine. And then you'd think, he's won the lottery.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe I live like a lottery winner.
Yeah.
So maybe I have won the lottery.
You've already won it.
Maybe you don't know, and maybe you don't know.
I'd be
you wouldn't.
The one.
Why?
Be able
I could
to keep
it from
it
you.
Secret.
You'd be very good at it. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
good at that.
Yeah, you're sort of a classy broad, anyway. You look in many ways you've won the lottery of life because look who you've been married to for 20
God,
years.
Haven't I just? I know that. But I'm afraid to tell you because I know you're looking for millions at the moment for Talkie.
Yeah.
I haven't won.
Yeah.
And I haven't been squirreling anything away.
That was
really,
and that was the last.
That was the last hope.
Basically, the reason why we got you on the
was
podcast.
Was this why you came
to the big reveal, the big squirreling away reveal?
Let's end it there.
If I was a pathological liar, I could pretend, and then we could have to unwind that. Bit.
Well, that's what con men do, isn't it? They pretend they've got the money, and then they buy football clubs, and then they haven't got the money. We've tapped up a few friends.
All the way here to find out.
Sorry about that, John.
I feel slightly cheated.
John's come round. He's thinking there's a big announcement.
We're going to close the deal.
A big squirreling away announcement.
We found the buyer.
There's got to be a reason why they've maybe come out here.
What's your... John and I are too close to it.
Sure.
What's your vibe? Do you think we're going to be all right? I feel like we're going to be all right, but...
I just can't imagine life without Torquay United Football Club. They're too... I know everybody feels that about their football club, and that's
why
what
you
I'm
quiet on the
saying.
Thing, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm just a quiet person.
You are a quiet person. It's fine.
But I just, I can't imagine it. No, I can't see them disappearing. It's the dog on the pitch thing. I feel something's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Last
yeah.
minute, but then is
good
that
knowledge, wasn't it?
Very good knowledge.
But then are we going to?
If you needed very, if you were in a show and a play, and you needed a very basic knowledge of Talk United. To like show that you knew knowledge, the dog on the pitch. Can you give me one other reference?
To what?
To show that you know about Torquay United. No, not a dog on the pitch. We've all seen the Netflix dog. Here you are spending your... Dave Thomas hasn't put his hand in his
Gary
pocket.
Gary Brabin.
Gary Brabin.
I remember him. He was Gary a bit fighty.
You wouldn't pull out Brabin as a reference, would you?
You wouldn't.
If you'd just seen the Netflix.
Games. Come on, Kevin! That as well.
Come on, Kevin! Good knowledge.
I liked her.
Good knowledge. Kevin's mum. Kevin Hill's mum,
yeah.
Come on, Kevin!
We always sat near her, didn't
we? Yeah, we stood near her, yeah.
No, I can't. It can't happen, Kevin.
No, it won't happen.
I don't
Especially
think
because
so.
You've been squirreling away.
Here you go, guys.
She says she hasn't, John, but tap on the old nose.
Just get my wallet out.
Squirreling it away. Off down to TQ1 she goes.
Come on, Torquay.
Right, there we are. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Thank you. There we are. Nice woman. Mm. John, how do you feel about the girls being... I wasn't surprised, were you? And I feel like we were together, actually, when it happened. And we both looked at each other and went, "All right, what now?"
Yeah.
But also, what does that mean?
It was quite a funny day because you had a gig that evening at the Comedy Store, and it did seem to occupy a lot of your thoughts every time. But what does administration actually mean?
Yeah, it was your it was the day of your leaving do.
It was
at TalkSport, and we were sort of having a nice time. But then every so often, I'd look over and you'd be on your phone,
I'd be on my phone I'd have a
googling.
New update, yeah.
Who pays? Who sets the price?
What are creditors?
What sort of leaving do?
Yeah. So it was quite a moment, the leaving do, when Gary Johnson left during the leaving do. That caused a stir.
I'm going to hold my tongue on Gary Johnson. Because, and I'll tell you why. I won't hold my tongue on it. I will. He gave us that one season that will live in my memory forever.
Yeah.
I genuinely, having met him deep down, I think pride got in the way.
I don't think he's a bad person. We've met him enough times to know that he isn't a bad person. And at one point he was an incredible manager for us.
Mm.
But he stayed too long.
Mm.
And
yeah.
He knows how football works. He knows that he probably didn't have anything left to give to it, but he stayed 2 years too long.
And I think once you start having a go at the fans,
unfortunately, I don't think I will probably remember him that fondly, and that's a shame to me because there was a time when he looked like he could be one of our greatest ever managers.
Yeah.
But I think I will probably not. He won't be remembered that fondly by many people. I don't think because ever since we got relegated, he's got so chippy.
Yeah, the thing is about the black dog to see you again. You've mentioned Gary Johnson and Torquay United. I think there's so few ways out of a club for a football manager.
Mm.
There's being sacked, which is 90% of the time. There's being poached, which we'd absolutely hate that. We've absolutely hated that in the past, you know, when Buckle left.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or who else has been? Have we ever had a manager poached other than Paul Buckle?
Not a lot of poaching. Even Leroy didn't get poached in the end.
No. Or there's what happened to Leroy, which is just weird.
Yeah.
So for any manager to leave, it's difficult. I just wonder if he'll look back with a bit of regret.
I think he possibly will. I think it's a combination of things. I think it was they'd put him on a mad contract, I think, which made it
okay.
None of us know. But it was a combination of mad business and him. Yeah, too much pride or whatever.
Clinging on. It's when you start having a go at the fans. You go, no, you can't do that, mate. It's 2,500 people who turn up week in, week out. There's 800 people who turn up week in, week out away. You know, there's 200 people who turn up all the time to absolutely everything. You can't have a go at them.
No, that's... And it's just made this season, up until now, one of the most miserable I can remember.
It's given us an exciting end to the season, John.
Yeah. I'm very much Team Aaron, though. I've always liked Aaron from when we met him. He did, I think.
Strange, isn't it? Because there's been such a shift in communication. And actually, if you want to say, if you'd given us that level of communication,
exactly.
Whatever you were trying to do to the club, if you'd given us this level of communication and honesty for the last 18 months, I don't think we'd be in this position.
Yeah. Well, I think it probably tells you everything. Look at who's left.
If you want to be a success...
It tells you everything about Clark Osborne and Gary Johnson. They didn't want that.
If he writes off the debt of the club, which we will find out if he will or not, then I will forgive him everything, John. I'm here to say it.
Yeah.
I will forgive him the whole thing.
I don't think he'll get back what he put in, maybe. Don't know. Not sure. Don't know how these things work.
You never know. I wonder who will buy the club, John. Who's the dream?
There's a lot of wild rumours.
I'm wild.
Pete Wild.
I'm wild. Is he going to turn up?
Blokey Strange Truro Bloody City. Maybe we should ask Ivor Dudney about him.
If Pete Masters buys the club, which is one of the rumours, then Ivor Dudney might be in the office, John.
It could be.
Talkie United was on. I finally achieved it. The dream.
They just have to pay me his expenses to get over the bridge and back again.
Do you remember when he was in charge of Truro City and I think it was the last time we were there and we were ground sharing. And Pete Masters would come to more Torquay games than Truro games and tweet about Torquay United.
Yeah, I know. I've never quite understood what was going on there.
Who knows what anyone's end game is and why they want to pour money into sports clubs. You just don't know, do you? It's such a discombobulating feeling because you go, oh, if they don't exist, what is this? What am I? Who am I? Dylan De Silva. Should we talk about Dylan De Silva? Obviously, one of those. Name some other Torquay players who had a good first. The obvious one being Constantine.
Leon Constantine. That was exactly what was coming to mind. 75 grand. Rubbish.
Is that the most we've ever paid for a player? I think it might be.
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, I think it. Billy Bowden, maybe. Don't know.
Oh, Billy Bowden was good on loan and then. Not very good. And now he's still playing. He's at Oxford United.
Yeah, he's at Oxford United, isn't he?
Dylan De Silva.
Wasn't happening.
Where will we always have? We'll always have... I went to a game that was Dorking at home.
It was pretty good
that night.
Yeah, not for me.
Was Dylan De Silva there?
I never saw him play that. No, he was, yeah.
When we went training, was he there?
Oh, he might have been. Yeah, I think he was. Maybe, don't know. Can't remember.
Can't remember. Wasn't he covered in a scarf? I think he was. Could only see his eyes. Wasn't even that cold.
He wasn't. It really wasn't.
Just in full gloves, trousers, full snood.
Yeah. Just want to say to him, it's only blooming football club.
It's only blooming football club. I'm boycotting the Torbay Weekly.
Yes, that's always fun.
Just because. The guy, is it Jim Parker? Does he own it? Jim Parker edits it. I don't like the cut of his jib, John.
No.
I don't like the way he's now backtracking, backpedalling.
Yeah.
I have no need to read what he writes. He's a bad writer.
He's not a good... He's a poor writer.
That. Print media's dying anyway. So, Jim Parker, farewell.
Yeah.
The Torbay Weekly. I'd like to get...
the lever.
I'd like to get, Dave Thomas out. Bust him out of the Torbay Weekly. The Great Escape.
The daring rescue.
Walking along.
He's getting through the pulling himself along. On
pulling Torquay United
train.
Match reports out, dropping them out of the bottom of his trousers.
I'm struggling to follow what this sort of metaphors.
Getting on the bus to Paignton. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good luck with all your Netflix money. Thank you very much.
Thomas.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh.
Big X, of course. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Of course, yeah.
In the cooler 3 weeks.
Here we are. Making the
for you, the blind, war is over.
Blind man, of course.
Ray doing
the Great Estate.
Yeah,
of course. There he is. What's his name? What's the name of the actor who can't see, making the forgeries? Donald Pleasance, yeah, yeah. Of course.
What's his character? I can't remember his name.
There we are.
Donald. Making the forgeries. James Garner.
There he is, of course. There they are. The old great escapees.
Oh my word, they've been shot. They've been shot as spies.
Kevin Nicholson, of course. Leader of the Great Escape.
A few Great Escapes down the years at Playmore, Dave. Playmore,
of course, we've seen a few.
Who can forget Barnett Underhill?
Barnett Underhill. Hello, I'm Barnett. Was he in The Great Escape? Barnett Underhill. In Minor Part.
The great actor, Barnett Underhill.
Hello, I'm Barnett.
This is
his
last
Underhill.
Role before he died.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. We will see what happens with Torquay United. I have a column in the non-league paper this weekend, John.
Exciting.
Where my usual stupid thoughts will appear. And also the Daily Mail. Wonder how that will come out, John. Thrown under the bus. Wonder if I'll be on that sidebar of shame.
Yes. Topless.
This is, yeah, a bit odd. Yeah, a bit weird.
Yeah.
A bit weird. They're just there, topless, next to Kanye West's wife.
Lying on a beach somewhere.
Just like that. Copy of the...
You won't believe.
Copy of Laura Joint's 70 years of Torquay United book.
You won't believe what... I Can't Sing is doing now.
Yeah. Tim Reynolds.
Yeah, EastEnders. Tim Reynolds looks like now.
EastEnders star has his say. What, 5 episodes?
Yeah.
Tim Reynolds. Yes. In the Daily Mail. Wonder what that'll be. I wonder if they've thrown me under the bus. Under the Sherpa van.
Straight under the Sherpa van.
It was a good, really good bit. Wonder if it'll make the paper. We had a sort of big chat about the current situation. And then he said, and what's your favourite ever Torquay United moment? And I started in great detail describing the Derek Dawkins goal, Tottenham Spurs, in the Littlewood against Spurs. And great detail, like, you know, like I like to wang on about. And I sort of finished and he went, all right, thanks.
Okay, yeah. Well, he did ask.
He did ask. You know, really big. And my mum bought the tickets. And, oh, wow. And I can still remember being on the terrace. And, you know, the goal. And we lifted him up and all those things.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'll let you know when it's in.
I'm going to say that bit might not make the edit.
Do you not think the Derek Dawkins?
I think that could might Derek be Dawkins subbed out, unfortunately.
Might be. You never know. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
So yes, you join us now live on BBC One on a seismic day as Torquay United threaten to enter administration, and we're bringing you live coverage throughout the day, and as the guests start to arrive here at Playmore, and strolling up St Mary Church Road, Robin Stubbs, of course, one of Torquay United's greatest ever players, slowly followed by Paul Bastard, a man whose name I am allowed to say on BBC
to say
One, because that is his name, and I'm not making that up. And he's wearing a very poignant black and white version of his usual outfit.
Respectful.
A very respectful black and white bobble hat and scarf. And a nice reference there to Torquay United's original colours at their formation of black and white, when they were known as, I'm going to say, the Magpies. I think it was the Magpies. When they were formed way back in
1899.
That's the whole point of the number. Yes, no, that's
absolutely correct. Dean Edwards there, of course. I can't do the voice. he's got his kit out of the Torquay Museum. He's wearing it for one last time.
Now we see John Uzel making his way up towards the club, and unfortunately, who's the bloke who injured him? I can't remember.
Gary Blissett.
Gary Blissett's that name, and he has just carried out a second attack on John Uzel.
There's been a second attack.
A second attack.
A second plane has flown.
A second plane has hit John Uzel. Is that all right? That's okay.
That's all right. And that's all right.
Unfortunately, he will have to be tended to. John Uzel.
Someone gives a very respectful Uzi, Uzi, just quietly behind.
As Brian McGlinchey also walks in, one of the better left backs Torquay United have ever had. As the guests continue to arrive for the wake
announcement,
who else do we see walking up the hill now and parking up in a yellow Fiat? Ivan Golak. Tony Beddoe.
Tony Beddoe. Giving Ivan Golak a lift.
As of course, no protocol here. And people can very much arrive in whatever way they like. And Tony Beddoe, a very sporting yellow Fiat.
Pinto.
And it feels only right that he would arrive in that. And who else has we got arriving here now? In the
lady, the woman who rewrote the lyrics of Coldplay's Yellow has arrived and is once again handing out the lyrics. People are handing them back.
And as the 1987 Sherpa van pulls up, a very poignant moment, driven, of course, by Cyril Knowles. Not quite sure how, because he's very much no longer with us, but again, on days like
nice
this...
Nice one, Cyril.
All protocols do go out of the window, and if...
Jean-Pierre Sim there.
High-fiving everybody as he goes. He just wanted to let everybody know he's still around.
Exodus Gagan.
And now, yes, we see some of the lesser-remembered players all turning up. Comes through Habib Sissoko walking in.
Khalid Chalky,
of course, a day off from driving the tube train, representing Belgium. Khalid Chalky. As we see the flags of all nations turning up now, some of the lesser spotted Torquay players in the years. Donald Reardon with an Ireland flag, of course, there. All different nationalities turning up.
And the person who was to play the last post, who, of course, we remember, roundly fucked it up live on national TV.
He's been given another go, and so we will be hearing
Someone's asked him to put his trumpet away.
Unfortunately, he suffered the misfortune of getting water in his trumpet moments before playing. It was a very wet day, and that had to have played some part in his quite dreadful performance of the last post.
As Pasty. Says Pasty. Joining us with Cedric Munslow, hand in hand with Cedric Munslow.
Cedric offering a 50-50 tickets for a draw that will probably never be made.
They all are. It's been lovely to see them all, isn't it?
As Norman Medhurst poignantly tends to John Uzel for one last time.
Uzel down, Blissett, just standing over him. Paul Rayner there.
Paul Rayner
has turned up.
Very much...
giving the Vs, just giving the Vs to everyone.
An attempt at a hands across the water moment from Torquay to one of their greatest enemies. And it's brought together some of our greatest foes from down the years. And finally, and last but not least, Bryn walks in. Bryn, of course, very much stuffed these days. Yes.
Rolled in with Dave Thomas, arm in arm with as they give everyone some of the Netflix money.
A lovely advert for Torbay Taxidermy. their work on Bryn.
2.11, 6.11. Torbay Taxidermy is the best in Devon. If you want to go to heaven,
we might improve on that.
Beautiful.
There we go.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Oh.
Well, we've got the full version, haven't we, here? And again. It's always worth it.
You're very good on the flute, John. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Could have done that live on the
the old Joanna.
Maybe we go out with that.
Okay.
Where are we? I don't know. The Happy Walrus. Ah. He is the Eggman.
He is the happy walrus. There we are. Pete officially followed me on Twitter this week.
Did he?
I didn't know if he was even real, but there he is.
Is he verified?
Pete officially. He is officially Pete, of course. Pete. What does the Happy Walrus want?
What does he want? He says, boys, the directions were to just burn the hat with a bad luck in it. Then the owner decides to burn the whole club to the ground. What a week. Yeah, but Simon Bittleston didn't know what he was unleashing.
The power of that hat. Samantha, do you know that the unlucky Torquay hat? I sent it to Simon Bittleston.
Been burnt.
He's burnt it. And since then, the club's gone into administration.
There was some kind of something in that hat.
What power is being unleashed? We've meddled.
Yeah, you don't know what you're messing with,
don't know,
really.
Don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, what else does he want?
I'm writing because after sending multiple emails and making multiple marathon donations, I've concluded that John must have some hidden cells in his FOSS spreadsheet, which is what is playing havoc with the numbering system. So is he saying I haven't given him a
He hasn't got a FOSS number.
Oh,
he's donated,
yes,
John.
He has.
He's donated. He sent letters.
I'm so... Right.
Goodness sake,
you know,
John.
This is Neil Ridgway.
Neil on the Ridgway.
And he has... I think he must have donated, if this is the same person, quite a substantial amount.
And you still ignored him.
I still ignored
John.
Him.
John.
Neil, I'm so sorry. I'm happy to correct that. Happy to hand out a FOSS. Neil Ridgway, the
Neil's,
Happy Walrus.
He's put $100 in, John.
Several times.
No.
I think we could be looking at $200 or
$300. John, give the man a FOSS number for at least.
The least
go and
do.
See him, John.
Give that man a FOSS.
Give him a Neil Talking United strip. Jigunk. FOSS. 300,
yeah.
if you've given that much.
90-something. Yeah,
FOSS 90.
Thank you so much.
At least
Neil,
give him the correct number.
And he says, try pressing Control-Shift-9 and you'll find some lost cells in his spreadsheet.
Neil.
It's just a failure of admin.
Absolutely. No, there is nothing personal about John's failure to
Neil, ever keep
a spreadsheet.
So appreciative of
How's
of
the
that?
Marathon
Amazing.
Training going, John?
Well, would it give you a rough indication? I had to go for some physio and sports massage yesterday because my knee is completely bollocksed.
Well, there's no surprise there because you did do a half marathon in Reebok Classics.
These are the shoes.
Who do you think you are? Mike from the streets.
These are actually the marathon shoes. I've got them on.
Wow, look at
Still
that.
Still working.
They should be framed.
Yeah.
They should be framed in the Torquay United Museum.
The Reebok Museum.
Yes, what a nice idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, thank you, Neil, for that.
Amazing, Neil.
You are now
on the ice to you. Can you save the club? No.
Seems like he's got some, you know, some spare money to throw around. Neil, thank you. Barry Cotterill.
Okay.
Oh, who's FOSS 90? So Neil must be FOSS 91, maybe? Don't know. We'll have to check that.
John. Right.
He says, dear John and Charlie, on the ice, greetings from across the pond. I'm so sorry to hear all the grim news about the goals over the last week. Yeah, a lot of the FOSS have been in touch, I've seen on Twitter, which is nice.
Very nice.
My heart goes out to all of the loyal Torquay United fans out there that love the club and invested so much. And over the years, I hope for a speedy, successful resolution. I'll try to distract you from it, if only briefly, and provide some happier news. I'm glad to say I've just this very day completed my 37th and final cancer treatment and ready to move on with normal life. What
fantastic
news.
Well, there we are. Brilliant news.
There you go, Barry.
Brilliant. Much more important than Blooming Football Club.
Much more important than Blooming Football Club. It's only Blooming Football Club.
It's only Blooming Football Club.
Look at Jim Parker's article if you want to know what that is.
It's only Blooming Football
Club. It's only Blooming Football Club. Barry, that's fantastic.
That's brilliant,
isn't it,
Barry.
All in perspective. Anyway,
it really
says,
does, yes.
To summarise what I've learned over the last couple of months of long daily car journeys, I know a little about eating, drinking, and names of some fruit in Spanish. Because you've been doing daily Spanish lessons.
Oh, yes, of course.
I have an extremely strong grasp of only yellow teams in the National League and National League South. For some
Good
reason,
news.
All I know about the National League North is that it's called the National League North. Yeah. What else do you need?
What else do you need to know? Tamworth are winning it. What else do you want to know?
That's fine. I'll soon be booking a trip to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for my son Bryce's wedding. And, of course, we'll be using Ivor Benaway's travel agency.
Ivor Benaway.
Ivor Benaway. Hello, you just want to go to Rio, do you?
You've been away? Yep. Do you know who's going to be well?
Ivor Benaway in Rio.
Do you know who's going into partnership with Ivor Benaway? Izzy Gwan. Let's see, Izzy Gwan.
Izzy Gwan and Ivor Binaway.
Izzy Gwan and Binaway.
Izzy Gwan. It's only Blooming Travel Agency.
It's only Blooming Football Club.
Finally, I wanted to welcome my oldest mate, Pete Chamberlain, to the Natal Squad. Pete's a big St Albans fan that lives close to the ground. Add him to your list of
Pete, Helen
fans
Chamberlain.
Listening in.
Neville,
Helen,
Neville, 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 of course.
I have Neville. Here in my hand in my a hand. Piece of paper that says...
Some lovely chicken from St Albans.
I have it. Does he do that every time he collects his ticket? I have here in my hand a ticket that allows me access to... Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That'll yes, do. Go on. What's he saying? What's he saying in his letter?
He's got a new... No, no. That was part of Barry's letter.
Oh,
he's
part of Barry's letter.
He's recommended it to Pete Chamberlain. Pete Chamberlain's in.
Pete, if you're listening, get in touch. How do people get in touch, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Very nice.
And NatOpsPod on Twitter.
Lovely.
And
John's got a new job, so we're going to work out how to do the podcast. Yeah, and it might be along these lines. You never know. I can come to. I'm allowed to your house one day. You've often invited me. I've never turned up. let's be honest.
Open invitation. I will turn up one day.
Are you going to Weymouth? Are you going to Weymouth away?
No, I can't. I'm otherwise engaged. Oh,
yes, I know.
I don't think I can make it.
No.
Possibly. It would be a last minute-ish call.
Long away. I'm on air till one. So can't make it. Can't physically make it, unfortunately. But
it's
obviously, up the goals.
It's a long way.
Is it a long way? Is he gone?
Yeah.
It's only Blooming Football Club as well.
It's only Blooming Football Club at the end of the day.
It's only Blooming Football. Remember, it's only Blooming Football Club. The new Natobs pod.
It's the only
motto is it's only Blooming Football Club. Excellent. Keep chin up, everybody.
Yep.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And remember, it's only Blooming Football Club. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.